Welcome to Roll Law America, for the law you can use and the law to amuse. We've got some great information for you today, and it's coming up in much less than a minute, but first a mandatory disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and is not specific legal advice for your situation. For that, you need an experienced attorney in your jurisdiction. Your listening to this podcast is your agreement and acknowledgement that no attorney-client relationship is established thereby. For 40 years in New York, I've been representing regular guys, business guys, and top-level wise guys, so this ain't my first rodeo. So saddle up and come along for today's ride. Greetings and welcome to episode 57 of Raw Law, Devil's Food, where we discuss a 1981 Connecticut criminal case that definitely takes the cake. This one's for fun, folks, so sit back, listen, and enjoy. My older listeners may remember comedian Flip Wilson, who made the famous saying, "The devil made me do it," and in this murder case, that's just what the defense tried to get the court to swallow, but it turned out you can't have your devil's food cake and eat it too. Back in 1981, it was George Washington's birthday, but it turned out to be the death day of one Alan Bono, whose last day on this planet was anything but Bono. It was pretty mellow because he wound up getting stabbed to death. Orange Cheyenne Johnson, the killer, did not deny the deed. He just pointed his finger at Satan and blamed him. Bono and Johnson, who knew each other and were sort of palling around that fateful day, got into a beef over a woman. In fact, it appears that Bono was Johnson's landlord, and back then they didn't have Cuomo to kill landlords. They had to use real people, not moratorium regulations. Anyway, that beef was cut up. That was Bono, who had a few stab wounds that decided to kill him. The stabber was Johnson, but no, it really was Old Nick who had taken possession of Johnson without so much as a written lease. Johnson's attorney said, quote, "I'm very confident I could put the Pope on and he'd tell you that a guy that is demonically possessed is not responsible," close quote. Turns out, Johnson tried to play a amateur exorcist earlier in the year and while doing his wannabe Father Marin stuff, told the demon that was supposedly possessing the person to take me on instead of him. Supposedly, the devil accepted the invitation. Now, this is the kind of story that attracts wackos and journalists, which might actually be redundant. The famous couple Ed and Lorraine Warren, the phony baloney demon hunters that were the basis for the Conjuring movies, got involved, willing to testify, but of course, not for the profitable book deals that might come out of it. Of course not. But a few days before Halloween 1981, the judge in the case tossed out the use of the devil made me do it defense. Irrelevant, he said, impossible to prove. The Warrens wouldn't get to testify, and I don't recall the Pope at the time was invited. So Johnson got a manslaughter conviction instead of murder from the jury, got a sentence up to 20 years, but only did around 4. He supposedly lived happily ever after. The real horror of this legal legend is there was a 1983 movie called The Demon Murder Case, which starred Kevin Bacon and Cloris Leachman. Now, if you remember her role as Frau Blucher in Young Frankenstein, you know that is a greater horror than the devil could ever manage. This story is just one of many so-called occult crimes that haunt the court system with nonsense defenses. We'll be discussing others in future episodes because sometimes the law is not only an ass, it's downright spooky. Now, if your business or real estate investment concern is haunted by a lack of financing and you are looking for SBA loans, real estate loans, or working capital, listen to the following friendly message. Do you need working capital, an SBA loan, or a loan for your real estate investment business? Start the process by sending a blank email to rawlawinfo@gmail.com. That's RAWLAWINFO. rawlawinfo@gmail.com. Subprime and low doc loans available. Do it now. Okay, ciao for now, and remember to get on my email subscriber list at rawlawamerica.com. That's rawlawamerica.com. It's free. You'll be notified when the twice-a-week episodes are posted. That's RawLawAmerica.com, where you'll also find all prior episodes of The Law You Can Use and The Law to Amuse.